USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A House committee has taken up the rise in hate crimes and discrimination incidents against Asian Americans during this pandemic. House Judiciary Subcommittee Chair Steve Cohen of Tennessee, in his opening statement, says the rhetoric used to describe COVID-19 has played a major role in the hate crimes.
When politicians use terms like China virus or Kung flu, to refer to COVID-19, is the effect, intentional or not, of putting a target on the backs of all Asian Americans.
The hearing was scheduled before this week's deadly shooting spree in Atlanta. 8 people were killed, and 6 of them were Asian American women. President Biden has ordered flags lowered to half staff in honor of the victims. On Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris will join him traveling to Atlanta to meet with community leaders and support his American Rescue Plan. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The Department of Education has announced plans to roll back a Trump administration policy that granted only partial student loan relief to students that were defrauded by for-profit colleges. A senior education official said that the formula introduced by former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was not granted an appropriate level of relief to borrowers. The department said it should eliminate about $1 billion in student loan debt relief from about 72,000 students. A new study may have found a simple way to combat COVID-19. USA's Dan Araki has more.
Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Department of Mechanical Engineering say that the virus may be vulnerable to ultrasound waves. The vibrations used in medical diagnostic imaging can cause the virus to rupture, collapsing its shell and possibly damaging the RNA inside. The scientists emphasize that their data is preliminary and that much more research is needed. I'm Dan Araki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The IRS has put out a warning about refund scammers trying to use coronavirus as bait to steal your information. From the USA News Phoenix Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
Basically, thieves are trying to get your social security number and other information, which can be used to steal your refund and cause other financial headaches. CyberReason CEO Lior Liz says hackers know taxes are fantastic bait for their scam.
What hackers are doing today, they're trying to convince you to click as much as possible. When it's related to the IRS, the probability that you will click is high because everybody is nervous about it. Everybody wants to make sure that they're doing it right. And when it's happening, you just click and don't think twice.
That audio courtesy of CNBC. The IRS will never call you or text you or contact you on social media. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Authorities say Robert Long, who police say confessed to all 3 shooting attacks in and around Atlanta on Tuesday, was supposed to be arraigned in Cleveland County, but the hearing was canceled after a request from his attorney. Long faces 8 counts of murder for all of the victims and 1 count of manslaughter for injuring a man at massage parlors around Atlanta. 6 of the 8 victims were of Asian descent, fueling suspicion that the shootings were racially motivated or connected to increasing attacks against Asian Americans. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.